也不是想打个就先几个什么的，主要老人家上建筑吧，上建就当自己种那么老，讲究保存当年的时间，打个就先几个什么的，主要老人家上建筑我的时候，上建就当自己种那么老，讲究保存当年的时间，打个就先几个什么的，主要老人家上建筑我的时候。
If it's too loud, maybe it might be causing pain in the ear. After the course, you have to go to hospital too. to have treatment for the ear. When people listen to the teaching, oh yeah, it is extremely important. In order to become the action of listening to teaching, to become Dharma, cause of happiness, what we wish, what we wish to receive. Well then, even the action of listening teaching, even that become, then, able to, you know, transform, the cause of happiness, Dharma, just that alone is not sufficient. Or it's necessary to become, necessary to become cause. It is not sufficient. Even it become cause to receive the release from the samsara, nirvana. The goal, what we should achieve. In order to work for other sentient beings, what we needed, you know, what we should achieve, and that is enlightenment. Not only to become the action, cause of happiness for self, but then to become the cause of happiness of all others, the sentient beings. Only it is necessary to become cause of enlightenment. It is necessary the motivation to be possessed by the at least even though there's no actual bodhicitta. Effortless, you know, uncreative bodhicitta. The motivation should be effortful or creative bodhicitta. So think. Then. As I mentioned yesterday, about the different advantages of the precious human life, the perfect human body, you know, as I mentioned yesterday. Or if the motivation of listening to teaching if it is possessed by. Oh, yeah. Mm. By the attachment clinging, happiness dislike, then the organ, such as, you know, mm. In, you know, seeking reputation, you know, if I know meditation, if I know Tibetan, the or Mahayana Buddhism meditation teaching, oh, then I can, then, yeah, mm. Mm. Then I can become great master. Then I can become oh great yogi. Mm. They oh can be famous. Mm. I can be one of them. I can be mm. I can be oh one of them. One of the gurus. One of the yogis. Mm. Oh. Then can be very famous. You know, I was very famous. Everybody will know in the world. Anyway, however, you know, mm. Oh, mm. 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 Then I can write a lot of. I can write a lot of books. Mm. Books talking about experiences or you know, oh, many, oh. Oh, many visions, you know. Anyway, this I'm joking anyway. I'm sure you don't think like that. I'm sure nobody thinks like that, you know. Mm. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. You know, that doesn't matter. What then? Oh. Anyway, so if the motivation is Jordan, the total seeking happiness of only you know, the happiness is life, or then the external listening teaching do not become that. Oh, that's say that. Mm. 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 It doesn't become Dharma. It doesn't become cause of happiness. Mm. Mm, you might have heard, you know, I think somebody has talked to, on the lineage or the on the the great pandit, you know, the great bodhisattva, Adisha. Mm. From where this thought training teachings came. Mm, the teachings on the steps of path to enlightenment. Mm. His disciple, the Adisha, is the one who has re-established, Dharma in Tibet. His, his disciple, his close disciple, Rondamba. Mm. No, his Tibetan disciple, the closest one, Dandamba. Mm. He asked Adisha, his guru Adisha, what result in, will be the action done? Mm. Mm. With the attachment, clinging the happiness is life. What the result will be of the of this karma, you know, these actions, and what result will what result, you know, of what one will receive, and actions. Done from the actions done with a motivation which is not possessed by ignorance, anger, attachment. Other one, you know, actions done with motivation, pressed by anger, you know, ignorance, judgment. So like the, she requests to his guru, Adisha. Adisha answered, actions done with the three pointers in mind, the result will be the Nara, Preta, and the monk. The actions done, with, you know, they have said, without anger, without attachment, without ignorance, or, the result will be the human, the being, Sura, Sura. So, not only listening and teaching, or any other action that we do, any other, you know, normal activity that we do in the day. If those are done, you know, or with a motivation, and the seeking the happiness this life, with this attachment, all them, the result is, you know, what Adish has answered to that question. Motivation is only a motivation is in virtue, in answer to the mind, attachment, or the result is suffering. It is on the result of suffering. So it is non, so the action is non virtual. Other like that. Other any action that with only so any this type of action produced by non virtual motivation, result suffering, all those works are meaningless work. Why? Because why meaningless work? Because that it doesn't have a result of happiness. So this is the way to define what is the meaningful work, what is the meaningless work. The meaningful work, meaningful action, well, that is the action which is a result of happiness. So any action, which is dharma, which is the virtue, those are meaningful actions. Like that. So like this. So like this, you know, we should say, recognize our actions, the actions of the body, spirit, mind. Then, if the motivation of listening and teaching or any other activity that we do in normal life, from morning until night time, you know, the last action, going to bed. The first, the first action, you know, getting up, you know, whatever the mind thinks. However, then. If all those actions done with the attachment, seeking the samsara happiness perfection, what is it? All those actions become, or even listening and teaching, even saying prayer, or meditating on deities, what? Or, see. Whatever profound meditation it is, whatever profound part of secret mantra, whether that the tantra, what one is even one practicing, whatever, how much secret, how much profound it is, or and they, all that, you know, practice become cause of samsara. Since it's done, if it is done with the attachment of seeking happiness this life, all then it didn't become even dharma. No matter how much profound it is, that meditation, you know, tanta, you know, how much secret, how much profound it is. Hmm? Or then even the... Even the person is doing meditation, you know, is a constant, concentrating. One pointedly on the object, you know, without one single distraction, for eons, all. Without one single distraction, often, even the person is maintaining like that. Since the motivation is often, the attachment seeking happiness is life, or didn't become even Dharma, cause of happiness. Or then, if it's possessed by the attachment in seeking the samsara pleasure, pleasure, you know, or perfection, then it didn't become even cause of nirvana. Besides, it doesn't become, you know, all cause to achieve enlightenment. Like that. Then, other listening, teaching, any other activity that we do, that we do in our life, in the normal activity, or anything that is done with the self-cherishing thought, with the motivation, the self-cherishing thought, or then, nothing of these actions can become cause to achieve enlightenment. The state of omniscient mind. Or then even when meditates on shunyata for eons, you know, absolute nature for eons, you know, even when meditate, or then since the motivation is self-cherishing thought, or then does not become cause to achieve enlightenment. You know, how much profound the tantra path that he is practicing or that he's meditating, you know, or how much it is a quick path to enlightenment, or then, since it's done with the self-creation thought, it doesn't become even cause to achieve enlightenment, besides becoming quick path to enlightenment. Doesn't become even cause to achieve enlightenment. All like that. So listening, teaching, you know, all of their motivation, if this is not possessed, if it is not possessed by the attachment, the seeking the happiness of love, then it becomes Dharma, cause of happiness. Or if it is not possessed by the attachment, seeking the samsara happiness and perfections, then it becomes the cause to receive nirvana. If it is not possessed by self-cherishing thought, the possessed by the thought of enlightenment, then it becomes the cause to enlightenment, the action of listening teaching. So like that. Like that, you know, with the any other activity that we do with the body, spirit, mind. Eating, drinking, sleeping, you know, talking, making business, whatever activity that normally we do, all those activities, if they're possessed by the thought renouncing the not seeking happiness life, if all those actions done with the thought, you know, renouncing the not seeking, you know, the samsara happiness perfection, the thought of the bodhicitta, all those activities, you know, become dharma. They cause to achieve nirvana, cause to achieve enlightenment, all like that. So, from morning until night, you know, by examining the motive, each time, you know, by examining the motivation, only one can find out in one day how many actions bodhisattva mind become dharma, become cause nirvana, become cause to achieve enlightenment. Oh, one can find out by examining like this. So like that, this year, this month, this year, from the birth time until now. However, it is useful to check back like this. Think, I must achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all the mother sentient beings. Therefore, I'm going to listen the commentary of the Mahayana thought training. Well, then, it's important to try to know, each time in the discourses, you know, even though you can't understand all, you know, you know, try to understand the essence, like the outline, and the main body of the subject. That is very important. So in that way, one doesn't say times that one spend in meaning become meaningful, and one doesn't waste the time. If one didn't understand, you know, the subject what I spoke, if one didn't understand, didn't hear exactly correctly, you know, didn't hear. Well, then ask you know, or those who are familiar with my, you know, with my or the or with my or the the tone language. Like a cloth which has many holes. like that, you know. But sometimes can be mistakes, you know. You hear differently, you know, due to the language, you know. So where it's put, you know. Not being correct in the grammars, you know, or sometimes missing few words in between, you know, things like that. like missing teeth, you know, person who is missing teeth. Yeah. Or then, he's when he eats, you know, he's able to bite some part of food, but some part is left. That become like this, you know. They have say, not completed, you know. So anyway, so in the title, one can be also mistaken due to the unknown mind, you know. So anyway, there's inquiry. By asking, you know, those who know, you know, or then no one can find out like this, you know, it can be clarified. Or then those which are wrong, which are mistake, you can leave. And those which are useful, those which are correct, pure, and then you can keep it. Then you can practice. And even wishes, then practice. Like that. But each time you need to understand, to it doesn't matter even if you don't get every single every word, but main body, to have idea of the main body of the subject. That's very important. See? Important now, important also in the future. Will be great beneficial in the future. So, well, then it's very important, you know, to check up like this. To check up like this. After, you know, after you went through the three great advantage, and after you went through, you know, meaningful to obtain the present human body, meaningful to obtain the temporal goal, the ultimate goal, you know, that one can make this present human life, you know, all highly meaningful even in such short time, you know, hour, minute, second. But then, by after examining, then you check. Whether my life since I was born, the precious human body that I received since I was born, whether this has been utilized, to make preparation, you know, to make preparation for the happiness of future life. Whether this has been used, you know, whether this has been meaningful to obtain the temporal goal. How much, you know, how much it has been meaningful? It has been utilized to obtain. The happiness of future life. Examine like this. If one has been utilized, how much? You know. Something like that. Then, how much one has been utilized, this precious human body, to achieve the release from samsara, the nirvana. I can check like this. And I can check how much one has been utilizing, whether one has been making the precious human body meaningful to to achieve enlightenment. So examine like this. Making the pressure in the body meaningful to achieve ultimate goal enlightenment, then how much? Whether there has been more time, the wasting the precious human body, wasting is more or more that the precious human body has been made meaningful, you know, which is meaningful to achieve, how to say, the ultimate goal, enlightenment. Whether it has been utilized. To obtain the ultimate goal, enlightenment. What then? Like that you check. What then like this you check, you know? How much you know, the precious, the human life, has been wasted. What then, if you have not been wasted, it's worthwhile to feel great happiness or resolvefulness. Then, you check it, how much it has been you know, wasted from birth time until now. What am I to check? Oh, then, after, if it has been wasted, if one finds, you know, the perfect human body, the perfect human body, it, that has been wasted. You know, I've been wasting. You know, I have completely wasted. Until now, from both time until now. Or then make, make strong determination. So far, I haven't met Dharma. I haven't met Dharma. Oh, have no wisdom, Dharma wisdom, lack of Dharma wisdom. You know? Oh, not knowing, how to make the precious human life meaningful. Oh, I've no, you know. I have wasted, you know. I have wasted so much. Oh, from now on, now I have discovered this, how much I have been wasting my precious human body. From now on, how many years that I can live? 3 years, 4 years, 20 years, 25 years? Few months, few days, few hours. How much time there is life that's left from now until death? Life that's left? This span of life, the length of life, that's left. So during this time, how much there is? During this time, even several hours, 2-3 hours, even a few minutes, how much there is? I'll be very cautious of my life. Be very clever. You know, I should be very skillful. With my life, from now on. I should be very careful with my life. I must make it, you know, on without waste, without the precious human body, this which I have received now, without wasting it. I must make it highly meaningful as much as I can. During this time, how much year there is, how much month there is, how much hour there is, how much minute there is. By this, then make necessary, then to make strong determination by this. However, if one thinks, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter so much. Anyway. Why do you need to practice Dharma? Why is it so important to practice Dharma? Why it's so important to develop the mind, to practice Dharma, to pacify the answer of the mind. Why it's so important? Why it's so important? You know, I won't live for 1,000 years. And when I die, the mind, the consciousness, you know, stops. Consciousness ceases. Consciousness ceases. It become blank, complete blank. You know, consciousness. So that's me. You know, there's no life after that. This is just one life. Only one life. Consciousness. So what's the point? You know, why should concern so much of my life? What's so important? What's the point? You know, to attempt, you know, to renounce non-virtue and to practice the virtue. What's so important? Because one life, that's only one life. Anyway, what do you practice virtue or don't practice virtue? That's one life. The consciousness is at the same time. So what's so important? However, I'm sure nobody thinks like that, but it doesn't matter. It's just a question that I have. I have the question in my mind. I'm sure nobody has a question like that, but I have just raised the question on the. So that you can examine on this question, you see. Anyway, then think. Question to yourself: how do I really? How do I really know? There's no past. There's no future life. How do I really know? How can I really decide? You think. You question to yourself. Do I really know? Do I realize? Do I really know? Do I clearly see? There's no future life. Definitely the consciousness does not continue at this. Do I really know it? Do I really see it? That does not continue. Stop. What are your questions to yourself? Anyway, the conclusion. We make preparation, you see. We make preparation for the happiness of tomorrow. We make preparation for the happiness of the next year. Next year, you know, the 30, 40, oh, you know, 50 years. We make, even now, you know, even now, we make preparation for those future happiness. Even one is uncertain that one will live tomorrow, definitely live tomorrow. Even one is uncertain that one will definitely live for 30, 40, 50 years. Even one is uncertain. Even one doesn't really know that one will really live for that much long time, that many years. But still, even though it's uncertain, you know, if somebody asks question to oneself, you know, will you you're making preparation for Dharma sometime, but will you really live for Dharma for that many years? Do you really know that you're going to live that many years? Somebody asked. Even just tomorrow. Do you know that you will definitely live tomorrow? That you won't die tomorrow? Do you really know? If the person thinks really inside of his mind, whether he can see or not, you know, what the death will occur tomorrow, whether it will occur the next year, or whether it will occur tomorrow, even tomorrow, can't really tell, can't really say. His mind is in a state of doubt. However, that tomorrow in this year, you know, for 30, 40 years. But still we make preparation. Still, it's not sure that we will live that much, but we still make preparation for the future happiness. You see, so just like this, why can't we make preparation for the happiness of future lives? Even though it's uncertain, you know. Even though we have doubt, even though it's uncertain, you know, whether there's existence of future life, continuation of consciousness. But even though even you have doubt in this, in the reincarnation, you know, it is exactly the same reason that we should make preparation for the happiness of future life. Even the mind is in the dark, state of doubt. With same question, the same thing as other example that we normally do. You know? Same thing, same reason. So, it is more skillful, whether there's past life or not. Again, going back. I think some spirit is in the mouth. possessed in the tongue, you know, some spirit. If we make preparation from now for the happiness of future life, in case if there's a future life, you know, when the dead, when we go after death, in case of the future life, it has been highly skillful, you know. One has been very clever. That is really clever. Highly skillful. One didn't waste the time. One didn't waste this life. The dangerous thing that is, without examining whether there's an incarnation or not, whether the conscience continues or not after this life, or without examining, without thinking about it, without concern about it. Completely believing, you know, completely, or believing, this is the only life. I say, that life is only one, you know? Only this. Or then, never make preparation with this, you know, with it, I say, by keeping only this thought of one life. Or then, never make preparation for the happiness of future lives. Or then, completely done all the actions only for the happiness life, with only the thought of happiness, with only the thought of this life. Or then, when the death occurs, unexpectedly, one day, one time, 1 hour, a minute, when the death occurs, when one reaches the future life, or then the how much one is experiencing the suffering, all of this finished. Now it's become late. Become late. One didn't have done the preparation of the happiness. In the past time, you know, while one had the precious human life. The highly meaningful, precious human life. While one had great opportunity to make preparation for it, to make preparation any happiness, whatever one wish. While one had this opportunity, one completely utilized in the wrong way. To accumulate. Completely used by doing meaningless work. What on earth? Wasted by doing meaningless work. What on earth? What on that time? Finished. When you start to experience the result, what on earth? Finished. You become late to create the cause. What on earth? So this. Well, then, if it happened like that, then, one has completely wasted the precious human body that one, the perfect human body that one had, you know, completely wasted. Well, then, in that way, then, didn't make any sense. Whether he was born as human being, or what he was born as, you know, he was not born as human being, he was born as pig. Well, it didn't make any differences. Since the perfect human birth was unable to make it meaningful, at least to make preparation for the happiness of his life, well, didn't make any differences. It's like if he didn't receive the perfect human body. Wasn't like that. Anyway, so this is the, the dangerous thing, or the great person. The most unskillful thing, or this is the the greatest danger. If this is utilized, while this is opportunity with this perfect human, but while it is, you know, opportunity, while one has opportunity, or, you know, to make preparation, to go from happiness to happiness, you know, always better and better. From one, you know, because of this, with this perfect body, you know, we make the better, receive better, you know, better future life. Then, by receiving that perfect human rebirth, then again, you make it meaningful. Use it to create cause for happiness. Again, find better rebirth than that. Well, not like this, from happiness to happiness, you know, like this, we make better and better. Well, then, like this, gradually, by practicing Dharma, falling apart with this enlightenment. Well, then, while this person, you know, with this perfect human, but while one has opportunity like this to go, always, you know, to go from happiness to happiness like this, better and better, often not utilizing this for that, often utilize this completely, you know, only to accumulate, often, The non-virtue or cause of suffering. In many future lives, even not the opportunity to experience even the temporal pleasure, no opportunity, something like that. However, then, it's important to not become like this. Anyway, the conclusion is this. I often say this. There's no one who realizes, there's no past life, no future life. There's nobody who realizes this, who sees very clearly, without one single mistake. One who can able to see clearly without one single mistake in understanding, one who realizes the existence, past life, future life, reincarnation, is numberless. At the moment, even though it is not object of our knowledge, but it is object of many other beings, numberless beings, their knowledge, those who have that knowledge, to see or to remember, to see. Other than like that, there's no one single pure logic to prove there's no reincarnation. And in regards to identify there is a reincarnation, there's numberless logic, pure logic to prove that you can go deeper and deeper. However, we should always keep in mind one way to make the property highly meaningful, most meaningful, that is to practice mind, to train the mind in bodhicitta. Or if you practice bodhicitta, then also even if you want to realize shunyata, by the way, also very easy to realize shunyata, to realize absolute nature. Because to realize shunyata, you see, one need to make incredible one should accumulate extensive merit. One should make the much, how to say, purification. So much purification. The condition, accumulate merit, and one should make much the, how to say, one should do much practice of purification, purifying all the hindrances. So without depending on that, there's no way to realize. But without depending on that, how much you meditate on shunyata, how much you have understanding of shunyata, the intellectual understanding of the, intellectual understanding, or how much one studied, how much one understand the teachings of shunyata, or then how much one meditate, no way to realize shunyata. It's blocked. Yeah. It's like it's like having having a very solid, it's like having iron wall, between you and truth. That's the all the object of knowledge, truth, absolute nature, like that. Anyway, so when you train your mind in the bodhicitta, you see, so constantly, all the time, you accumulate infinite merit and make much, at the same time, make much purification. So, because that makes much easier, much easier, quicker, or than to even to realize shunyata. So, or than to. In order to be generated bodhicitta, one must degenerate the Mantras in our samsara, okay? That depends on the realizing the shortcoming of samsara. Oh, yeah. Well, then to be liberated from samsara, one must recognize the cause of samsara. Well, then all the sufferings of human beings, problems of human beings, the sura, asura, nara, petana, all the sentient beings suffering came from unsubdued mind and its action, karma. Oh, karma. Unsubdued mind. What? 84,000 in unsubdued mind. What? The 22nd, 6th root unsubdued mind. They are like this. However, all those unsubdued mind came from the very root. Like the mother who lays many eggs. You know? Like the chicken mother. You know? Or like that. Less many accident, then mother, then from that again, less many accident, again become mother, you know, like this. Other, in a space like this, hundreds, thousand, you know, billion like this. Then, oh yeah, what is the very root of all the suffering, all the unsubdued mind, the cause in unsubdued mind, karma, the very root of those, what that is. Ignorance. Believing, you know, holding true existence. Or even wild eyes, the non-true existent, but believing, ignorance, believing the eyes true existent. What? This is the very root. Of all the suffering, all the confused mind. Yeah, I think it's true. Chanjo, Simjo, Rimbo, Jema, Jia, Bama, Jia, Jia, Jewa nyang ba me ba yang kong ne kong du be wa yin ju. Jewa di nyu du da du zi chen bu du ju. Jowa chi jang ma lu wa chi ji sa ngang gu wa.